You have to be pretty crazy to swim a marathon or the English Channel. And I'll tell you what, you'd need a crazy coach to help you. Well, luckily, I've got one right here. Vlad Mravic is a swim coach who specialises in marathon ocean swimming. He comes to us from Slovakia, which is not an ocean in sight there. He's got a master's degree at uni to coach swimming, and last year was inducted into the Australian Marathon Swimming Hall of Fame. Good morning, Vlad.
Oh, good morning. Thank you very much for having me. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm one of the crazy swimming coaches. Yes, ask me whatever you want to know.
Well, first of all, how did you get interested in coaching ocean swimmers and ocean swimming in general?
Look, what you mentioned already, that I finished university in Slovakia and 1 year in Russia, and then I moved to Australia to learn more about swim coaching because, you know, Australia got the great swimmers and great coaches. And I start coaching with one good coach, Steve Garner, and he had two groups. One group was adults classes, and then he's got the kids club, actually, he used to have. And I start running that adult classes for him. And then I had a lot of swimmers to ask me about open water swim, ocean swim, how to be ready for 2.5K, 5K, then 10K swim, and then suddenly 1 year, Louis Stevenson, she came and said, "Hey, Vlad, I want to do 20K swim, Rottnest Channel swim." Okay, and say, "All right, let's go, let's do it." And I've been coaching for 15 years. It means I learn everything what actually preparation has to be done to be ready for the goal, achieve the 20K swim. And I start coaching and collecting all the information about ocean, about the currents, about the weather, about everything, and I put everything together, and it worked. And she won the Rottnest Channel 3 years on the road, and then another guy came, "Oh, I want to do English Channel." Okay, let's do English Channel. It means it's everything is possible if you do not do a little bit study and believe that everything what you do with the swimmer that works.
Well, the English Channel, how many kilometers is the English Channel?
English Channel, if you go on the ferry, it's a 35Ks. But if you are a swimmer, you have to count between 40 to 60 Ks, depends on your swimming pace. Yeah.
Okay, what's the average temperature of the water in the English Channel?
Look, they used to be really cold. It used to be between 13 to 16. And now, when everything global warming, whatever happened now we've got a little bit warmer, between 15 to 17. Now I heard that it's coming to 18 because they've got the really warm currents over there.
Yeah, well, basically tropical then.
It's not about the water temperature, it's about spending the time on that temperature. Yeah, it means if you count that swimmers are doing between 8 to 15 hours and be 15 hours in a 17 or 16 degrees water, this is a bigger challenge.
My goodness, how do you keep people motivated to keep going?
It's so simple. First, if they're coming to ask me for help, this is first that they want to do that. The other thing is just make everything simple. And really, really important is that they have to realize this is not serious. They have to have a fun. It means taking the preparation as part of the leisure time.
Yep.
It means smile, be happy, keep swimming. And look, it's just journey. It's really big, long journey to get and be ready for the Channel swim.
At risk of asking you for free advice, what would you do to motivate me to be able to swim the English Channel or indeed one lap of a pool?
It's so simple. First, you need to tell me why you want to do that. Why are you not choosing the salsa, but you choose the one lap freestyle swim?
I'm doing it because I can't afford the ferry.
Okay. It means it's just so simple. If you want to do that, you need to go step by step. Start with a really simple. And start with a few Ks at the beginning, and then step by step, we're just actually increasing your distance and mileage each month. But still, we are want to have you have a fun, not like serious to be in the water, but having fun in the water. This is really important.
Vlad, you're an absolute madman, and I'm so glad to have you here on 2SER Breakfast. Where can people go to find out more about the work that you're doing?
Look, I'm running the Vlad Swim channel, a Vlad Swim channel preparation or Vlad Swim program in Sydney. And I'm happy to help anyone who had any crazy swims. English Channel is just only one step to be crazy. it's a gate to be crazy. There is a lot of craziest swims from 50 to 100Ks, and we've got a really good crazy swimmers around, and that can help anyone who just coming and join our team.
Good on you, Vlad. Thank you so much for joining us. The website is vladswim.com.au.
Yes.
You have a wonderful day. Keep it real, and thanks for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast.